Tuesday going on here. Good morning. Not the clouds for some strange reason. Clear and sunny here a minute ago. We're at 56 degrees. Well, it is all about connections, connections, connections. That's what they do at Kinship. And I cannot believe that this amazing race has been going on for 20 years. Got Rebecca in here. Step up to the mic, dear. We got to hear you. There you go.
Yes, 20 years. 20. We've been,
I love that.
This race, Bill.
Incredible. Incredible. So when you look at it from where you started till now, what do you think of the arc? I mean, when you go back and you look at that, it's like, I mean, many people.
It's changed a little bit. People who remember back in the day, my goal the first year was 10 teams. And
got a few more than that
it's
now.
It's grown and developed a little.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Uh-huh. And we had a leg on the river.
That's right. Okay, I remember that.
We wanted, you know, a little leg on foot, a little leg on the river, and the rest of it on bike. I don't know. We had this whole idea, and it was great while it lasted until we had a really, really lot of rain one spring, and we were like, yeah, we need to stop.
Well, in 20 years, the amazing race has had to endure, I think, just about every weather condition, from the cold to the rain to, I mean, you soldier through. Well, tell me about the 20th annual, and then we're going to introduce Amy. And we're going to talk to her. But Rebecca, tell us about this going on Friday, June 5th.
Okay, guys, this is our big year. This is our 20th year. So it's really a milestone. And it's time to get your teams registered. Our deadline is next Tuesday. And we're all good procrastinators around
here. Yeah, always. All of us.
I know. And so, you know, we like to wait till the last minute, which is great. But we'd love to give our t-shirt people and our medal people and, you know, our food people as much time as possible.
So when you're looking at teams and people out there listening going, yeah, I'd love to put a team together, what are we looking at? Like four or five people what's the cap?
What we're looking for is you gather 4 to 6 friends, family, coworkers, teammates, whatever you want. Any age, this team works for anybody. This race really works for anybody. You can do this just for fun. You can do it very competitively. So, like, you know, if you're like, hey, I don't race, you know, to be honest, there is a very small portion that's on foot. The rest of it's on bike. The whole race is about 3.28 miles.
Okay.
But you're going to stop 9 times.
I was going to say, because you said on there, and I was putting this on the promo sheet this morning, and it says there's like 9 challenging stops.
There is.
Okay.
Anyone who's super familiar is going to be like, what, 9?
Okay.
Yes, we threw a one little monkey wrench in this year because it is our 20th year.
Right.
Have to be a little.
Well, don't play spoiler because we'll save that for another conversation. But yeah, along the route, you're going to be stopping occasionally, right?
You are. So it's really doable. And, you know, just make sure your team is on the same wavelength as you, because if you got somebody who wants to win and you want to, you know, take your time, you might struggle a little bit. We had a gal who I maybe have talked about her before, but her mom loved the Amazing Race, and she had passed away, her elderly mom. And this gal had just finished chemo. And so she said, to honor my mom and celebrate finishing chemo, I'm going to do the Amazing Race.
What a great story.
I know. So she found a friend and a granddaughter because they wanted to be in the family division. Because if you want to be in the family division, you got to have somebody 12 or under.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're in competitive. So, They came in dead last, and they probably had the most fun. Like, who cares, right?
Uh-huh.
They did it for the laughter, for the memories, to honor, to celebrate, for all the reasons, and to promote youth mentoring. And, Bill, I love the word connection.
That's what you're all about. That's what it is. It's connecting, yeah.
People are created for connection. We're created for connection. And so when people are lacking a natural support network or need a shoring up of their connector points, that's why we're here. We want to make sure those kids have those connections to help them grow up.
Well, and I got to say, we got an amazing leader in you. I know you'll deflect that, but it's so great to see somebody that what they're called to do, they're actually doing. And that's why I think you're a big part of what has made this so successful over 20 years.
Well, you're kind, Bill, but we have so many awesome mentors and board members. I couldn't, you know, I'm just the hub, right?
Uh-huh.
Somebody's got to connect everybody. And so that's what Amy and I are here to do. But we've got mentors out in the community that are meeting with those kids, you know, weekly, just including them in what they're already doing, gardening, making cupcakes, going to games,
just spending time. Just spending time. Yeah.
Just spending time. It's just about doing, including them in what you're already doing.
And making that connection. Let's pass it over to your cohort here. Amy, step on up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. And welcome to Kinship. You're one of the newest members over there.
I am. I just started in November.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What brought you into Kinship?
I grew up in this area. And when I was younger, I had a kinship mentor. I started with her when I was about, I want to say, 8.
Okay.
And she's still a part of my life.
So you've got a heart connection to this.
I do.
So coming into it and getting putting this race together, has it been challenging for you, but fun? Yeah.
It's been fun. Yeah. It's been a lot of work and a lot of little details, which I think is a challenging part.
Sure.
And Rebecca just breezes through it because she's done this for so long.
I know.
But it's been a lot of fun.
Would you not agree she's a great leader?
She's a fantastic leader.
So tell us about people listening to this, and they're going, okay, I'm going to put my team together. What is next? How do they get registered for this, Amy?
You can register on our website at rwkinship.com, or we have scattered posters and postcards around the town, and you can find one of them and scan the QR code.
You know what's funny? I don't know if it's the race itself that I really like or these postcards. I've never seen so many, like, happy faces. So, Amy, as far as kinship, what was the most important thing to you? What did you get out of it growing up that you would say is like, the best thing?
I got support, always. No matter what, I had support from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught me there were other ways to live and other ways to be a part of the community.
And connect. I mean, obviously connected. And it is, wouldn't you agree, it's just about spending the time and you get the minutes from somebody. That had to mean a lot to you.
Yes, it did. It still does.
All right. Well, again, welcome to Kinship. Welcome to the morning show. And appreciate you coming in. Rebecca, step back up again here, young lady. So 20th amazing race happening June 5th. And registration from 5 till 5:30, and the race gets going at 6. 3.5 miles of just fun. And that's fun for family and friends, right?
It's fun for family and friends. To be honest, if you do this with your kids, they'll laugh about it all year. They'll tell stories all year. Because the challenges are just, they might be physical. They might be chance. They might be just crazy.
Yeah.
They might be brain busters. They might be gross. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
just,
like,
it's a pretty big umbrella.
It's a big umbrella.
Is what you're saying.
And don't be scared of it. You don't probably have to do everything, but somebody on your team does, right? So usually I say if you have somebody who's a little bit competitive or crazy, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can pass the crazy ones on to them.
Do you have regulars that have been coming out, like over 20 years?
Lots are regulars. We do have lots. I probably can't even mention them. But like Tracy Swanson, she's almost never missed.
Right.
Jaden Rittenhart. There's a lot of people who have come back and back and back. My board members are troopers. My second son, all my kids have been involved, but my second son has never missed one. He'll be back for the 20th year.
Oh, man.
And, you know, he's 28 or something now.
Well, you're brave for admitting that. You're brave for admitting that, right? Hey, listen, what is it like looking back over 20 years and you think of all the people that you've that have come through kinship?
Yeah, you know what? I guess I remember thinking to myself, I don't know how long this will last. You know what I mean? But
sure.
We're going to give it a try. And 20 years later, it's still going strong.
I love that.
And I just feel like, I just give this community a lot of credit for coming behind kinship, supporting us in so many ways. I mean, whether you're a mentor, whether you give, whether you do the amazing race, whether people donate something in kind, whether a business lets us come in and do an activity, gives us a discount, Parks and Rec doesn't charge us for the park, you know, for the shelters. Yeah. I mean, so many ways that people support kinship. And I'm so very thankful for that. I'm so very thankful. So, come and do it to bond and have fun and laugh with your friends and family, but know that what you're doing is making a difference. Because the teams, we better bring this up.
Okay.
It is a fundraiser. So we have sponsors for everything. Every team gets a different team color t-shirt. We have a picnic afterwards. We have medals. We have prizes. I mean, you're going to come out feeling like a winner, right? Everybody is, just for finishing. Totally lost my train of thought. But, okay, but it is a fundraiser.
It happens when you and I get talking.
I know. Oh, too often for me.
And this all goes to Kinship.
It all goes
all
to Kinship.
The money
so
going
the
back
teams
into Kinship.
Are the teams raise $300 minimum. That's their entry fee to be in the Amazing Race. So if you have a team of six, that's $50 each. We have sponsor sheets. You can go to businesses. You can go to grandma. You can go to, you know, dad, neighbors, you know, knock on doors if you want to raise the money. It's $50 a person if you have six people on your team. It's doable.
Right.
It's very doable, right?
Right.
I probably talk about this every year too because I loved it. I had a dad write out the check and I said, oh, you're just writing out a check. And he said, are you kidding me? He said, I can't go to Fargo, take my kids to a movie, take them out to eat. They want to go to the mall. I have to pay for gas.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, it cost me way more than $300. He goes, but this they talk about all year long.
Right.
The fun they had. So team building for businesses, I mean, it's a blast.
It is a blast. And again, repeat this, the deadline for getting your registrations in next week?
Yep, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
We would love to order the t-shirts and the medals and everything on time. So if you could register by next Tuesday, we would be so happy.
And again, they can find you online. They can give you a call. There's a lot of ways to connect.
rwkinship.com. rwkinship.com. We had to change that. Is the easiest way just to find it.
Mm-hmm.
But we sent these out with the kids from school, postcards. You can always call our office if you're struggling to find it or email, text me, whatever.
Rebecca, promise me you'll come in and give us an update once the Amazing Race is done.
I would love to.
Let us know how everything went.
And
what
I
else
should
you got?
Thank one more thing.
Sure.
I should just thank, we're not gonna out our challenge sponsors at this moment, but thank you to them.
Keep that a secret. Yeah, it's
for doing that. But also thank you to our race sponsors because we do have sponsors that take care of all the expenses so that whatever comes in from the team all goes to mentoring in the next year to provide mentors for kids. So Minn Kota, Bobcat, Comstock, Three Rivers, Cargill, Ascension Health, Old National, Vatterstead, WAP Dentistry, Red River Grain, Heartland Insurance, Smith Motors, Nadine Juleson, and Modern Woodman. All sponsors for this year. So we
you got
have
a lot
amazing
of friends.
Sponsors.
You got a lot of friends.
Yes,
see.
We do.
So people in this community, I always notice business-wise, they always know what to get behind.
Yes.
So that says something for you.
Yes. So thank you to all our sponsors for making it what it is. And we're going to celebrate a little extra hard this year.
All right. I love it. Kinship 20th Annual Amazing Race. Rebecca, Amy, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
As
Paul.
Always, 951 here are the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW, cloudy, 56 degrees. Good morning. Turn on the